All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is July 19th. The time is 1:34. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go around on the call? Everybody on the call, if you could state your name for the record. And Holden, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can do that. I can make a note. Just make a motion to.
You don't need to. I just need you to say your name for the record.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Hansaker, board member.
Walker Wood, board member.
Seth Robertson, board member.
David Hutchison, La CLA.
I'm Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everybody I show on the call. Jennifer, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
There's not.
All right. So that'll cover our public comment with no one either on the phone or at the anchor location. So our consent items are the minutes from the April 19th board meetings for both FIDS 1 and 2. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate?
No comments for me.
Okay. I don't have any comments either.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from our April 19th board meeting.
And I'll second.
Great, thanks. That was Seth and Walker. And that was for both meetings, correct, Seth?
Correct.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's go down to item two, which is the financial statements. David, I'll let you pull yours up.
All right, so for the financial statements, as of June 30th, 2024, and the balance sheet for Rome PID number one, in the checking account, there's $5,097 and in the general fund. In the debt service fund, $82,705.87. So total of $87,803. And the bond fund, there is $145,441 rounded. The surplus fund, $458,620 rounded. And due from other districts is $16,606. And accounts payable is the $5,097 for that. So thus, that's allocated like that. moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances for the general fund. There is $53,000 budgeted for the year, of which $16,110 rounded has been actual to date, consisting of accounting and legal. And there have been transfers from other funds of $20,196 of the $53,000 budgeted for the year.
Moving could on. You, before you walk on, just that $20,000 that's been transferred from other sources, is that from District 2, or where is that transfer coming from?
From other sources is coming from one of the other, instead of the general fund, it's coming from either the debt service or the capital projects. We'll see that right there. Transfers to other funds. So it's money that was paid out of a bank account that's allocated to the debt service fund, but is for administrative costs that need to be allocated to the general fund. Does that make sense?
Seth, do you remember how much came in property taxes?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
That could be the carve out that would be allowed from the property taxes that came in. So, and then David, can you go up again to the general fund?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. We have 16,000 that's, that had been expended during during the years to date. And then there's also, let's see, well, we have the change in the net balance there.
So we're going to have, we still have the audit that's out. So I can't remember, are we at 85 or 9? One of those that Haney and Company will bill us for. And then we'll have the renewal on the insurance that's still to come too. So both of those should be coming in here pretty quick.
Right. And these ones are accounting so far is a little bit less than half, and same with legal. So it's running in line with like expectations for the full year, but
I'll have to start billing more, it looks like. Seth, I didn't even get a smile out of you.
I didn't find that funny.
Okay. Did that answer your question, or
this does not, it's District 1. I guess I need to just clarify, is this District 1 and 2 combined, or just District 1? Is there another one for District 2?
This one right here is for District 2. We'll go over that in just a minute.
Okay. I'll wait until both are done then and hold my comments.
Okay. All right. So for debt service fund, the schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances as of June 30th, 2024. Revenues budgeted $89,918 of property taxes, which we'll see the assessment later on in the year. Interest income of $30,000 budgeted, of which $16,553 has been received to date. And intergovernmental revenues, and this would be coming from PID 2, $15,277. But budgeted, of which $1,401 has been received to date. Expenditures, paying agent fees, budgeted $7,000, which we have not seen yet, so nothing there. And then the bond interest payment has been made for the year, so the $221,000 budgeted is the same as the actual. And then the other one, transferred to other funds, what that we discussed in the general fund, $53,000 budgeted, $20,196 actual sent. Moving on to the capital projects, we just have a fund balance. Let's see, that's not correct. So I will follow up on that, but no amount in there, so there should be a zero variance there. For PID number 2, in the balance sheet, we have in the checking account $16,605 rounded in debt service, and then nothing in accounts payable and due to other districts of $16,606. And in the debt service fund, property taxes budgeted $15,317. And again, we'll see that later on in the year. Interest income budgeted $10. We've received $9. Banking fees budgeted $50 and nothing to date. And then the intergovernmental expenditures, $15,227, of which we have seen $1,401. And that is it for that. So I'd open it up for questions now, I guess, seeing both of them.
At the end of June, our balance in both checking accounts for room 1 and 2 is approximately that $20,000. It was 16 there, and then 5 in the other. And for our discussions, you're going to transfer the 16 to the PID 1, so it's all in one account?
Correct.
And you feel that's appropriate to get us through the rest of the year?
Based on what Shelby had looked at and the estimates of what there were, she was anticipating that will be enough to get to the end of the year. For the admin costs, we're anticipating, we're 53 was budgeted, and by transferring those funds over, that will get us to roughly that amount. I mean, less the 16,000 what we've already expended, but based on the estimates that we're seeing, that should be enough to cover the administrative costs for the rest of the year.
If not, Seth, we can do a budget amendment. Once you factor in the audit, the insurance, maybe I need to talk to Shelby, but I think we'll need more than the 16 when you figure you got accounting and legal the rest of the year as well. So
right. And so, sorry, I don't think you were on the emails, Michael. What happened is Shelby had reviewed the financial statements and noticed that the tax revenues for 2023 were above the 53,000. And so we sent a message to Seth about this to transfer the funds that were received above that. And it was roughly $111,000 that was received in tax revenues for 2023. The 57 and change or 58-ish of what we were asking to be transferred from the checking account to the UMB funds for the pledged revenues. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, my point is we're not gonna use all 53,000, but right, we're gonna need more than 16 to cover the rest of the year. So we'll need more than 32 total to cover the rest of the year. 32 total for the year, we'll need more than that. We're not going to get up to 53, but.
Right. Okay. And we have 86.
There was like not quite 100, if I remember right, that went in, at least on PID 1.
Right. So between the two, so the 87 and the 16, 103,000-ish and. And then less the 50 some. Find her email and see exactly the amount. Okay. Yeah, it was roughly 58,000. So we are 103, 50, less 58, we're still going to have the 40 some thousand there that that will be enough to cover the remaining 46,000 remaining roughly. So that's more than what we budgeted.
Yeah. Okay. Seth, did that answer what you needed?
That we have enough funds to get through the rest of the year was my biggest concern. And if you think we're good there and he thinks we're good there, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Based on our estimates here of, only 53,000, of 53,000 and, halfway through the year, we're at 16. So, even if we were to do, the 37,000 more, we're still have enough cash on the account for administrative fees for that amount.
Okay. Okay. Holton, Walker, do either of you guys have any questions?
No, none for me.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. All right, with that, if you guys are good, what I need is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll make a motion, but that with that, as he's got that one change on the variance he's going to make, so.
Yes. Okay, with that amendment to him.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks. That was Holton, right?
Walker.
Oh, was that Walker? Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That was unanimous. All right. Anything else that you guys need to bring up as a board? Any other questions?
Nothing for me.
Nothing that needs to be done here in the meeting.
Okay. Perfect. All right. With that,
if I'll we make could that get amendment and send that right after the meeting to everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. All right, with that, if we could get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, Jennifer, if you'll stop the recording.